This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Investigators say a power line outside of Estes Park likely sparked the Kruger Rock wildfire. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the town confirms it owns the line.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the fire likely started after high winds pushed a tree onto a distribution line Tuesday night. Town spokesperson Kate Rush says that line belongs to Estes Park Power and Communications, the municipally owned electricity provider. The fire grew quickly at first, but has slowed. No injuries have been reported, but a pilot in a small air tanker who was helping firefighters died in a crash. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Authorities identified that pilot who died in that crash, Mark Thor Olson, was a veteran of the Army and Air Force with 42 years of flight experience. This included flying while using night vision equipment during combat missions. The air tanker crashed in Estes Park after dark while using similar night vision equipment to help fight the fire. Mr. Olson was piloting for Colorado Fire Aviation. Authorities are investigating the crash, and his friends called him Thor. The FBI raided the home of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters this week as they investigate a security breach of the county's election system. The Republican clerk admits she helped leak election equipment data, hard drives, and passwords. Peters claims she did this in order to prevent election fraud. However, Republican County Commissioner Janet Rowland denies there were any issues with the 2020 election.
We had full faith and confidence in the Dominion machines and the software, saw no data, still to this day have seen no data that would indicate there was any fraudulent activities on behalf of the Dominion machines in our elections.
No arrests were made during the FBI raids. Peters is also under investigation for accepting gifts valued more than the legal limit of $65. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's a little cloudy, mostly sunny day across much of Colorado.